Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to your favorite time of the week, I hope. But it is Working Title back again here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, as always, Danny Gold, and with me is my lovely co-host, Cleo Doherty.
Hello.
What's going on, Cleo? How you doing?
Oh, not much, not much. I'm happy the weather is cooled down. We always start by talking about the weather, but I'm happy that the weather's cooled down a little bit. Literally. It makes everything better for me.
Yeah. And just to let everyone know, we always talk about the weather because Cleo and I, since recording at the beginning of the pandemic, have not been recording in the same room. So I feel like we always have to talk about our general experience with how the weather has been since we last saw each other and or spoke.
Hopefully we'll be in the same room again soon.
Yeah.
In the actual CJLO office.
I'm really hoping we get back in the studio soon. I think that'll be awesome. Doing some live shows instead of some recording. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
It'd be sick.
You have to really learn not to swear on the air.
Oh my God. Like literally, I can't edit myself out. You guys don't understand. I swear a lot. And it may not seem like that on this show, but that's all thanks to some clever editing because this isn't live.
I bet they're like, yeah, we know Danny. There's one of the episodes, there's just like a huge, goes.
Exactly. I think I'm so clever, but everyone hears my edits. No, there are some edits I've done when we've gone really over time that I'm way too proud of. There was one time where we were talking for like a long time in between introducing a song and I was able to like cut me introducing the song and then like the 5 minutes of conversation we had in between me saying the name of the song and then me going, all right, and here it is.
A maestro.
Literally, truly, truly an expert in my craft.
Yeah.
But I'm coming at you. If I sound a bit different too, it's because I'm in a completely different room. Yeah, I'm in the living room now. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even, so I was recording in my bedroom.
There's a snake in your house.
I know, yeah. There's a snake and a rabbit and two cats. I definitely want to edit my face onto We Bought a Zoo.
We moved in and now we're a zoo.
Yeah, exactly. We're a zoo. But it's been great. Like the cats and Haru, the rabbit, get along so well. It's not even funny. I was so worried, but like the cats are more afraid of the rabbit than she is of them. So it works out.
She's big.
She is a big rabbit. She's a big bunny. It is.
She's like bigger than both of your cats. She's huge.
Oh yeah, she's about as big as Zombie.
I would be scared of her if I were your cat.
Yeah, no, she's literally. Oh yeah, and for those of you who don't know, that a Zombie is the roommate of Cleo's cat, or the roommate because Cleo's roommate's cat. That's what I was trying to say. And whatever the hell I just said, I almost just cursed again. Like whatever I just said was
and James are interchangeable beings.
Oh my God, they're so amazing.
It could very easily. James could be the cat and Zombie could be the roommate.
they're so amazing for each other. I love them so much. Before we get too far away from it, and I will definitely have this week's topic explained soon, but we're going to hit you with two songs right out of the gate, you know, just to ease you into the show and join. We got a nice instrumental band, Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No, great name though.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's why I found them. They're Canadian. I think they're from Toronto. And they do all these like crazy instrumentals. And this song is called Good Cop, Bad Cop. And it's really awesome. Yeah. And so we got that. And then we got Making Gestures by the Pack AD coming up. Always a great pick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, exactly. And so, we're going to hit you guys with that. And then we'll be back. I'm going to talk about this week's topic, which I'm very excited for.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so don't touch that dial now. Stay right here on CGLO 1690 AM.
so cool, they look chic with their hair in their eyes. Hair in their eyes. So many gotta be reckoned with, reasons out the window. They never once writing letters to ex-lovers, I don't know. They're animals in my head, in my hair. They're often falling from the sky, and it's not a rain. No, it's not a rain. Oh,
welcome back, everybody. That was just Good Cop, Bad Cop by Shadowy Man on the Shadowy Planet and Making Gestures by the Pack AD. And so, Cleo, as always, here on Working Title, we do our topics of the week. And for those that are tuning in for the first time, this is what we do. We usually pick a topic of sorts that may be something you know about but don't know the origin, or maybe just a topic in conversation that's an interesting fun fact. But for this week, I'm choosing kind of a more abstract concept, but it's a theory, an effect, if you will, as it's called. And I recently found out about it, and I thought it was so cool that I wanted to talk about it on the show.
Okay.
And so, Cleo, I know I've mentioned the name to you, but have you ever heard of the Cobra Effect?
No, I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. Do you want to take a guess at what you think it could be? You're referring to just shot in the dark. Like, I know you might not have any idea, but
I don't know, something about like hierarchical systems or something like a domino effect, like snakes are really slinky, but I have no idea.
No, I like where your head's at. I like predators, where your head's at. No. You're on a track. I don't know if you're gonna get to the right one from there, but no, it's good. That's as good a guess as any. But yeah, so the cobra effect is also known as something called, maybe you've heard this, perverse incentive.
You heard of that?
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated.
So the definition of perverse incentive is an incentive that is unintended and an undesirable result that is contrary to the intentions of its designers. And so it's called the cobra effect because it's also known as the cobra effect because there is a kind of there's an example from the British colonial rule that is the reason it's called this. And so with enough of that little teaser, I'm going to do the worst thing in the world and bring us to an ad break before I start talking about the rest of the cobra effect. But yeah, the cobra effect or perverse incentive is today's topic. Yes.
Okay.
I know. I'm very excited to talk about it. But yeah, if you want to hear more about that, don't touch that dial and stay right here on CGLO 1690 AM. You listen to Working Title. We're going to hit you with a quick little ad break and then our lovely voices will be back in 1 second.